Zdeněk Marcel was born 71 years ago in the Czech Republic's second city of Brno. He achieved success rapidly, first conducting the Czech Philharmonic in 1966 at the age of 30. With the Soviet invasion 2 years later, he fled the country, but quickly found his feet abroad, serving as chief conductor of the Cologne Radio Orchestra, and then beginning a hugely successful career in the United States. His time as musical director of the Milwaukee Symphony and the New Jersey Symphony saw both orchestras blossom, with the maestro showing a good head for business on top of his undoubted qualities as a conductor. When Zdeněk Marcel was invited to join the Czech Philharmonic as chief conductor in 2003, he was coming back to the land of his birth after more than 3 decades abroad. At the time, I asked him if he felt nervous taking up the Czech Republic's most high-profile musical post.
I'm not afraid because I have no reason to be afraid because, you know, the musicians are so great. So they just have to show me as I stretch my hands and I show you what I want and you just respond and you respond beautiful sound, you inspire me.
Four years later, there can be little doubt that the chemistry between the orchestra and the conductor really has worked, as the Philharmonic has gone from strength to strength, much to the delight of its former spokesman, Petr Vlha.
I think Zdeněk Marcel and Czech Philharmonic Orchestra is one. It is the orchestra with its head, with its leader, and Zdeněk Marcel is perfect leader. And his perfection in the art of conductor is fascinating. He's absolutely steeped in the music. And his work is fascinating to watch.
Next year, Zdeněk Marcel's tenure at the Czech Philharmonic draws to an end, but he will certainly not be ending his exceptionally close relationship with the orchestra. A few days ago, our colleague, Patricia Goodson, went to visit the maestro, and from his office in Prague's beautiful Rudolfinum Concert Hall, the home of the Philharmonic, he began by telling her about his plans with the orchestra.
When I accepted this position 4 or 5 years ago, so I was thinking that I will do some abonnement concerts here in Prague and a little bit here, there, tour. But it's enormous now that I just finished a period of almost 3 months non-stop with the orchestra. And I was looking here in lunchtime in the fall of the next season, and I will start middle of August and I will go almost 3 months non-stop too, so it's a lot of concerts, and especially a lot of tours, you know. We go to Japan for more or less 2 weeks. We were recently 10 days in Spain. So there are short trips, long trips, but altogether it's a lot of concerts. So I don't think in this capacity I can do it because I am not the youngest, you know, and I am working so hard like in my 40s. So it's...
Well, it's a little bit unusual these days for a conductor to work so intensively with an orchestra for such a long period of time. Even a chief conductor, usually it seems the trend is to have guest conductors and this and that and travel and travel. Are you trying to, with the orchestra, go back to an older way of doing things?
You know, all my life I conducted a lot, I must say. But beside my orchestras, permanent orchestras, because mostly I have always two, almost all my life, but I still have a lot of guest conducting. So I was running nonstop, so I am used to this. But the reason why I concentrate on Czech Philharmonic was that I was thinking that if I would like achieve something in short period of time. So I have been here present. I cannot come for 1 week and then disappear for 2 weeks. Somebody else is doing. That's by many orchestras is today the standard, because the people like change, you know, and see the other faces. But for the practical reason and to achieve good results in quality, in sound, or let's put it this way, that if I want that orchestra play my way, so they have to know how they should play. So I have to rehearse a lot, and I have to play. Of course, the concerts is basically the performance, but in some way, if you take it in long time period, in 3 years, so basically concert is just one step to move the orchestra higher.
Where are you wanting to take the orchestra in terms of sound, or how would you compare, say, the American orchestras? Because I think most of our listeners know that you conducted for a very long time in the U.S. and also all over the world. And how could you compare the approach to music between these two?
I worked for a very long period of time. We were living basically nonstop in the United States. I am American citizen, so, and I was so busy in the United States that it was a period that we went very little to Europe. So that was a long period which I spent in the United States. Of course, the orchestras are excellent, most of them. They are technically brilliant, and they are prepared for the rehearsals. So the work goes very fast, so you can get very good results. What is one thing is that now more and more, with this globalization, it's not only in the economy and the politics, but it's also in the music. Basically, the same conductor go from one orchestra to other, and they request the same thing. So it seems to me that most of the orchestras are sounding now similar way. You know? So it's not this distinguished special sound which was many years ago. What I am trying and what is my goal here in Czech Philharmonic, because Czech Philharmonic has great tradition in Czech music, and I mean Czech musicality and Czech sound. You know? And even if sometimes it went better or worse, the basis stays here all the time. It's just, you know, dreaming or sleeping. You
Can
know?
You describe it a little bit, what makes it special, this sound?
The sound is start with strings. Mm-hmm. It was always very good school of the strings here, and very warm sound of the string section. And, of course, it's very difficult to explain, but it's, let's say, phrasing, because the same phrase you can play 100 different ways, or you don't phrase sometimes not at all, you know. So for me, every single phrase or almost single note has to talk and should have the special quality. And that's what I try to get from the whole orchestra. As I said, the basis is the strings, and then to this velvet string sound, you add the soloist from the woodwinds, and then you add the brass, which is never heavy, never brassy. Mm-hmm. Some American orchestras, they are brilliant, but they are brassy, you know, and that's not exactly what mean Czech sound, because we Czechs, as people, we are very friendly, very, let's say, not soft, but very dolce, very...
Not brassy.
Not brassy. And so you have now a little bit imagination what is this special Czech sound.
Yes, I think of the older horn sounds here and trumpet sounds were always quite different. Now that
yes.
difference is unfortunately going away to some degree because the players want it.
Yeah, some degree, but you know, you can request it.
Yeah.
You know, so if I don't like the sound, I stop and I say, change, do it. Sometimes they react just on my gesture, you know. And also very important thing is, you know, we have something in common what helps me get my sound easier without even talking about it, because I feel the music my way. But we have in the body the same blood, which means that sometimes I just look or I just show something with the hands. I am very kinetic, you know, I cannot even talk without gesticulating. And so with my hands, I show a lot of things which I needn't explain with the words. But if you look in my hands and look in my face and we play now the phrase, you know, so just read my face and my fingers. And if you respond and if you feel same way, which the majority feels, because as I said, we have the same blood in the body, it's already there, you know, or minimum halfway. And that's a lot, you know, because non-Czech orchestra, I have a lot to explain how to play a really Czech way, the Dvořák or Smetana or Czech music.
I'm sorry the listeners can't see you right now because he does speak very expressively and the hands are going and it's quite wonderful.
That was part of the third movement of Dvořák's Seventh Symphony in C minor, performed by the Czech Philharmonic under the baton of Zdeněk Marcal, their chief conductor. And in this special program on Radio Prague today, we now go back to Zdeněk Marcal in conversation with Patricia Goodson.
Now, you mentioned that you had some special projects going on. Can you tell us about some of those?
We started several recordings, but then came the cycles. We record all cycle of all 10 Mahler symphonies. So we have already, I think, 6 or 7 now. From the Dvořák, we need just the first symphony. All 8 are already out. And from 6 Tchaikovsky symphonies, we finished 4. Now, in time when really CD is not very big business, as you know, I did in these last 3-4 years close to 40 CDs, you know, which is a big number. I won't finish the cycles. I don't like, you know, just say, okay, we do 10 Mahler symphonies, but we don't have 2 or 3 symphonies, you know. The bottom line is you talk about the money, you know. So I try to be a musician and make the music. However, after 25 years in the United States, I mean, I learn. And I'm always thinking also from the management side, because the difference between Europe and the United States is that in the United States we needed 3/4 of the money for the season, raise the money, which means I have to go to the parties and shake the hands and have the sponsors, you know, and that's what I learned is 25 years, very good. But I'm also thinking still now, you know, if I plan something, attention. It will be needed large orchestra or we will need some extra soloists or so, and everything costs money. So it was very good school in the United States for me because I was involved also in the money raising and all the things.
Well, I wanted to ask you, first of all, the difference between the state support and private, but also you spent, I wouldn't say your formative years, but these 25 years in the States, and so you learned a whole different way of doing things. How is that received here? Was that welcomed or resented or nothing in particular?
You know, that's so different that I needed quite a time to used to this because, you know, in the United States, as music director, nothing moved without that they asked me, you know. So I was permanent on the phone. They called me or fax and discussion and meetings. And I have to discuss every single thing or almost everything. Things, you know, beside conducting. Here, it's totally different. I can concentrate on the music. I am very little involved in the discussing money because in Czech Republic, the people are not used still. We have some sponsors, but, you know, that's not the American way. The American, they are used. I mean, they are born already. From the school, they know that they can go to the school because somebody sponsors school, sponsor the church, sponsor the hospitals, give money for a museum, give money for the opera, for ballet, for symphony orchestra, you know. So you hear it since your childhood. And then when you are growing up and you are in business, so you do it and you help all these organizations, or even if you are not and you have some money on the side. So you give $100, $1,000, $10,000, and your name is then in the program. You know, the people are proud. But I mean, the Americans are born already with this giving. You know, in Europe, the people are not used to give, and the Czechs not at all, because, you know, in the communist regime here, everything was from the state, and of course, they hated the state, so they were not willing to give anything. Now is a different situation, but still, you need 2-3 generations until the system change, or until the people start to think different way.
Do you think it should change?
It's difficult, you know. I mean, you cannot project these important things ahead, because, you know, there are things like, we will first see how it goes with United Europe, you know, and it is not easy, you know. America, we have 52 states, everybody is American, everybody lives together. You can be from Texas and from there, and you are still American. But as you see now in Brussels, it will be 27 European states, even if they were 12. Oh, they couldn't get together, you know, and always somebody is against, and they say everybody must agree, but, you know, I cannot imagine they will agree on this. So it is big process which will take long, long, long time.
As chief conductor, are you, I guess, very involved in picking out the programs, the dramaturgy, or you have a committee? How does that work?
In the United States, I basically decided all the things. In Prague, I do my programs. And then we have administration. Here is the director or general director who does most of this programming with guest conductors and guest soloists. So I know about this, but this is his work, which is for me much easier. But in the United States, it was everything in my hands. And now when I see the difference, so I am glad that I am here, because I don't want to do it the way as I did it for 25 years, a lot of work. But I was young and I had a lot of energy, you know, so it was also for me good learning process. It was something new, because I started in Europe and then I spent the time in the United States. So I learned it there, and when I learned it, so I came back here, so it's a good experience.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a particular school of Czech violin playing or string playing and so forth. Is there a similar school of conducting, something distinctive about Czech approach to conducting?
You know, with conducting is complicated, because, I mean, there are many good orchestras in Europe, many good orchestras in the United States. Why? Because we have excellent schools. I can just name the in New York, Juilliard or Mendel School of Music and Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, and so on, and many, many, many others. There are hundreds, and they produce excellent musicians, and they go then good prepared in the orchestras. Mostly they know already the repertoire which they play in the orchestra. So the level went up. The similar, or quite similar, happened in Europe, because the schools are better, and better students are coming out. Now, we are coming to the point that basically we have many, many good orchestras, but not so many good conductors or music directors. And there's a problem. Also, if you are violinist or pianist, so you learn your instrument, then somebody tell you how to do it and so on. The conducting is today so complex job. And I will say special in the United States, because in Europe, you can be good conductor, good musician, so it's already quite a lot. In the United States, you must be partially manager. You must be, and I said many, many times, you know, if I knew it, so I studied beside the music law also, you know, just that I better understand all these technical things, or, for example, by firing musician. So because I had no experience with this, so I went always to the meeting with the lawyer who knew what is the law. So generally I needed to ask how far I can go, what can I do. But I mean, that was just small part of this. So the job of the music director, special music director, especially in the United States, it's huge today. Besides this, don't forget, the communication is important. So it is so complex. But you cannot stop it, because almost everywhere you have it. How development move ahead, you know, is unbelievable in the technique. So, and everything is coming on us. And you cannot just stop. I try my best. You know, I have no mobile telephone. I have no email, you know, so no, because I have people, they know that I am sitting here and in the next 5 minutes I will leave and I am in next 5 minutes at home. So I have no answering machine at home, you know. So I try to live a little bit normally because other way you just are like in the machine. It can destroy your spirit, your life, and you cannot work. I have to study my scores and not sitting on phone.
Yeah, I think for any sensitive musician, I mean, it's almost necessary to have someone to help you protect your time. Because
exactly,
how can you? Because
exactly.
All you've got is your time.
And I have protect my privacy too, you know, because other way, you just heard what I am doing, you know, how much concerts and all the things. So I have to have also time for myself, for my wife, and a little bit private life. You are not alone. That's besides still a lot of work, you know.
Meister, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and we look forward to hearing many more of your concerts and recordings. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to see you and talk to you.